Howdy, friends. Welcome to Homegrown. I'm your host, R.P. Smith. This week ahead of Thanksgiving has been pretty wild. After months of visiting with our banker about a land deal, we were pretty sure there was no way to make it work. Then it looked like the Lord had opened a door, and just as suddenly, that door was closed. This morning, I'm thankful for doors that are closed. I'm one of those folks that when things go just the way I want them to, I nearly pop my arm out of the socket, patting myself on the back. And when life throws a curve, I wonder why I've been dealt such a raw deal. I've not been given a raw deal. I get to do what I love, being part of a great family, ranching, and spending time visiting with friends who are facing the same struggles and challenges, along with joys and blessings that I am. My granddaughter told her mom this week that the reason she had been eating so much lately was that she wanted to get fattened up so she would be warm this winter. They had apparently been talking about hibernation in preschool. As this little girl's grandpa, I have the privilege of helping her learn that we can never get fat enough to be comfortable through every cold spell. But we can trust the Lord who created all things to see us through every storm we encounter. My relationship with the Lord did not start with Thanksgiving. It started because there was a hole in my life that only the Lord Jesus could fill. For over half my life, He's been filling that hole, and it is through the challenging times in life that I find out just how much I need Him, and how thankful I am that He is who He is. This poem is one of my favorites. I hope you don't mind taking another trip down the trail before me. When I ride out here where it's quiet, sometimes I stop to see if I can hear the voices of the men who rode this trail ahead of me. The foundations are still visible where homes and windmills used to stand. I cannot help but wonder who were the folks that worked this land. They must have been dreamers much like me, with dreams of a better life in a coming season. But now they're gone. Just these few bricks remain. And I don't know the reason. What of the men that came before the barbed wire fence and plow? Could it ever be so quiet that I could hear their voices now? Perhaps they rode for Prince Olive, bringing Texas cattle up the western trail. Before the storms that finished the open range herds. Before the Homestead Act and rail. Can I hear the voices of the men that spoke in a different tongue? I do not know their names or tribes or how they raised their young. Just that they lived from what the land provided. What they could take from the buffalo herd. The wind is moving through the blue stem and I thought it spoke a word. Then I think of the men that I have known. Of their conditions and their choices. And the lessons they have taught me. And I can hear the voices. The voice of my grandpa who looked at death as an adventure, not a worry. While he waited for his Savior's call, he built with his hands, he was in no hurry. Or the man that broke mules for Uncle Sam, and others who have served their country well, who have come back home and never shared the memories they can't tell. Even though things didn't always work out just the way these men had planned, they thank the Lord for the life they've had, living here, close to the land. Now, I seek the voice of my Maker, who knows all history and what shall come to pass, a beginning and an end, an anchor on this sea of grass, and wonder of the legacy I will pass to the ones who follow this trail I'm on. When the wind has blown over the work I've done, and it will all be gone. Perhaps as they stand on this grassy hill, that wind will carry a voice, and they will know that every day here is a gift from the Lord. Friend, be thankful and rejoice. Well, friends, I can tell you I'm feeling a lot better than I sound this morning, and I sure appreciate you riding along with me as I croak through this morning's Homegrown program. Hoping that the Lord blesses you real good today. That He has a wonderful Thanksgiving week in store for you. And that our happy trails cross again soon. I'm R.P. Smith.